Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
So open your Bible to, if you would, Ephesians. We want to go to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 5. And we're in a series we began last Wednesday night. And we're talking about the need for community. The need for community. Can you say that with me, please? The need for community. I would not want to go through a crisis without community. I would not want to go through what we're going through right now without a spiritual family. Church on the Rock, as I see it, this is a spiritual home. This is an oasis of love. This is the refuge for the hurting. This is a safe place. This is a hospital spiritually. This is a healing place. All the metaphors you want to use, but this is the family of God. This is the home of God's family, a Church on the Rock, our spiritual home. All of us need a family. We all need something, someone to belong to. And I just want to encourage you, I want to encourage you to open your hearts and see the importance of church, but not just church, but making it my spiritual home and considering it my spiritual family. Community and communication is critical in a crisis. I've got to make sure that I'm in the right community, the right family, and I'm hearing the right communication. That's critical. So let's start with it on community, part two, the need for it, why it's important, why we need relationships. You know, relationships are so important. They're so important. Really, relationships are more important than our achievements to God. Now, I know that's really a harsh statement. Pastor, how can you say it? Because God didn't die for our achievements. Jesus died for our relationship. He wanted a family. Look what it says. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own what? Family. Jesus came and died for you and I and rose again, defeated death, hell, and the grave because he wanted a family, not an institution, not an organization, not some religious, paraphernalia or parachurch group. No, Jesus came because his Father wanted a family. He sowed one son so he could have many sons and daughters, you and me. He then esteems spiritual family at the very top. You see, Pastor, I don't know if I can agree with you that relationships are more important than achievements. Well, a part of our culture at Church on the Rock is that the most important things in life are not things, they are relationships. Now, where do we get that? 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in the love chapter. 1 Corinthians 13, we call it the love chapter. It's in the New Testament. And he said you can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't love one another, it doesn't matter. Then he goes on to say, you can be like Solomon. You can be like, Richard Branson. You can be like whoever you want to say, multi-gazillionaire, whoever you want to say, Mark Cuban. You can have everything in the world, but if you don't love people, he said it amounts to nothing. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he lists there all these achievements, but he says compared to loving one another, it amounts to nothing. If we don't love one another, if we don't cherish God-given relationships, then really everything else doesn't matter. It's going to burn up like wood, hay, and stubble. So we're talking about community. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us into himself through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Why did he do it? Because he wanted to do it. Now, in a family, if you have a natural family, your desire should be, and I believe it is, to help each other grow. In a natural family, I know in our family, Kim and I, we wanted our sons to grow up as they were growing up. We did everything we could do to help them grow physically, spiritually, and mentally to the best of our knowledge and resources at that time. Well, the same thing in a spiritual house, God's house, Church on the Rock, our culture is that when we get together in a small group right now, or a watch party right now, or just two or three of you gathering together, or your family's gathered around right now, the big screen, the small screen, the smartphone, and you're going to church, my desire is to help you grow. Our desire as a church, a community, all of our brothers and sisters in this family, we come here when we could come here. We can this weekend. Those that you feel safe enough, we're open. Those of you who don't feel safe, it's okay. Stay home or stay wherever you're at, or stay online or go to our drive-in church across the street. But either drive-in, online, or on campus, we love you. And my desire as your pastor is to help you grow. That's what we should be doing as a community. So I like to make things that are hard, simple. So how do we help each other grow? I'm going to go to the board over here. The benefits of belonging. You know, we want everybody who comes to this house, this spiritual home, Church on the Rock, we want everybody who's a part of our community, Church on the Rock community, we want you to feel like you belong here. Because belonging, believing, becoming, blessing. That's the process. So we want you to belong. Everybody wants to belong to something. So in a family, in a community, our desire is to help each other grow. Just like in a natural family, you want your children, your mate, yourself to grow. We in our community at Church on the Rock, I wouldn't want to go through this disruption. I wouldn't want to go through COVID without a spiritual home, without a church community, without being connected to those of like precious faith that believe as I believe to get through what we're going through. So how do we help each other grow? I want to make it real simple. Number one, if you're a note taker, we looked at it last Wednesday, by affirming each other's worth, by affirming each other's worth. Do you know, in the very beginning, we know our origin. You and I didn't come from some fog or some swamp or some smoke or an ape or a monkey. We know that our origin is God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning God created. On the first day he did this, the second day he did that, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day. But the sixth day, watch this now. On the first and the second and third and the fourth and the fifth, he created this and he said, it's good. It's good. On the next day, he said that he created, he said, it's good. But on the sixth day, he created his ultimate creation, man, woman. And he didn't say good, he said very good. He didn't say very good with creating the earth and the sun, the moon, the stars, the water, the mountains, the vegetation, the animals. He said good. But when he created his ultimate creation, you are God's ultimate creation. Talking about affirming your value, I'm giving you an illustration how to do that. And on the sixth day, he looked at humanity, he looked at a man, woman, he said, they are very good. You are God's ultimate creation, all right? So we, if we want to help each other reach our potential, we have to affirm each one of us. What does that mean? 1 Thessalonians 5:18, therefore, encourage, edify, strengthen, and build up one another just as you're doing. So at Church on the Rock, in our community, either here or gathering at home, office, park, in your car, your truck, or your van, drive-in church, wherever you're at, you know, our goal as our community at Church on the Rock is to affirm one another and not to discourage one another, but to encourage one another. I have a question. Who have you encouraged today? Who have you edified, built up, and strengthened their faith today? Who have you this week encouraged, edified, and strengthened their faith? That's what a family is to do. That's why I need the church. I need community. Right now, I need small groups because most of us aren't meeting in the temple. We're meeting house to house, okay? And those of us that are meeting in the temple online, we encourage you to develop relationships. If you're not in a small group, you haven't started a watch party, get your family together or your next door neighbor together or someone you work with, or just share every service with somebody and text and talk and chat online. So that's the first way that we help each other grow. The second way we help each other grow is by accepting affirmation. Number two is acceptance. By accepting one another. We're in a world of political correctness right now. Everybody's criticizing one another, putting each other down, you know, looking for the negative, looking for something they can point out that's wrong. There's definitely not encouragement out there. So if you and I and our community at Church on the Rock, our spiritual family, if we'll just encourage somebody every day, just decide today I'm going to encourage somebody, I'm going to text them, I'm going to call them, I'm going to send a card, I'm going to go by, I'm going to share a service, I'm going to do something, I'm going to tell them their value, their worth, how important they are, they have a ministry, oh my goodness, you'll stand out, you'll meet a need, you'll win the lost. You could cause someone that's a backslider to come back to Christ. You're making an impact, period. So look what he says. Welcome and receive in your hearts one another. Then even as Christ has welcomed, receive you for the glory of God. So what do we do? How do we help each other grow? We welcome one another. We receive one another. We accept one another. Accept people who don't look like us, talk like us, walk like us, act like us. We accept people who are different from us. And right now it's real big, better together, get to know your neighbor, get to know one another. I think that's huge. We do need to get to know each other's story and affirm them, but also accept them. How do we help each other grow? That's what you do in a community. How do you help each other grow? Is that you lift each other up and you do not put them down. You lift each other up, and you do not put them down. Am I scripture for that? You see, a lot of you are watching right now. Some of you are suicidal. Some of you have taken medication. Some of you are on drugs. Some of you are in a period of sorrow and discouragement because people have put you down on Facebook, on the internet, on the web, or wherever you're at, you know, school. In the grocery store, people have said slurs, they've said words, they said things to you that have marred and scarred you and put you down. Why do I need a community? But I need the right community. Why do I need a spiritual family? I need the right spiritual family. Because we're supposed to lift each other up and not put each other down. We're not to, you know, magnify the blemishes in each other, the scars, the mars, the imperfections. You know, it always used to really rub me wrong. Yeah, I'm a car guy. It always used to rub me wrong when I would, you know, get a car, trade a car. My first car was a 1957 Chevy black two-door. Bought it, kept it for a few weeks. You know, I went through it, detailed it, bought some chrome wheels for it, the kind that you put the moon caps on it and all this, that, and the other, and clean it all up, turn it and sold it. And then I bought, you know, a 62 Chevy Impala. It was bad to the bone. It was awesome, the color, three deuces on the motor. It was awesome. And the paint job was a show car paint job. It was all different colors of yellows and greens. It stood out. But, you know, when I drive that car to the grocery store where I worked, some of my buddies, some of my homies, so-called friends would come out, and they say, did you see this scratch? There's a little dent there. Oh, there's a nick on the door. They wouldn't talk about the three deuces on the engine, all the chrome on the motor. They wouldn't talk about the four-speed Hertz shifter. They wouldn't talk about the 411 gear in the back. But they wanted to point out the imperfections. Folks, we don't need to be that kind of a person. We need to lift, especially now in this major disruption we're going through, COVID. We need people that will lift us up. And that's what God has called you and me to do right now. And when you do that, you'll impact other people for life. So why do you criticize? Why do you pass down judgment? Why do you criticize and pass down judgment on your brother? Or do you look down? This is scripture. Look down on or despise your brother, for we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ for how we treated one another. We're talking about the need for community in this crisis, COVID. We're talking about how that you and I can't fulfill our potential or destiny without the right relationships in our life. And a spiritual family, why do we gather? Well, why should I go to church on Wednesday night? So you can grow. Why should I be in a small group? So you can grow. Why should I start a watch party? So you can grow. Why should I share the services with my friends? So you can help them grow. In the natural, healthy families help each other grow. In a healthy church, spiritual house, home, Church on the Rock, we are here to help you grow. Grow through this and grow above it and grow out of it, COVID. So give and show attention. This is number four on how we help each other grow. Give each other attention. What's that all about? Powerful principle. Whatever I give attention to grows. Whatever I give attention to either grows better or worse. Give an illustration. At our house, you know, we have some these potted plants Kim has outside our house. She has outside her barn, and I have outside my garage, my shop, my office. And we've noticed here during the summer, Pastor Kim would say, look at my plants in my barn. They're flourishing. And look at your plants by your garage, shop, and office. They're dying. What was the difference? She was giving attention to those flowers in the pot by watering them every day, making sure they had sunlight, and they were flourishing and growing. What she gave attention to was growing. I was giving a lack of attention, walking by, coming out of my garage, out of my office, at home, seeing that plant there. It was shriveling. It was dying. I was giving it no attention. It was crying out, I'm sure, help me, help me. But I was just ignoring it, giving it no attention. What was it doing? Dying. What you give attention to will begin to thrive and grow. So look what it says. So then, as an occasion and an opportunity. Today, tonight, tomorrow, we should look for opportunities. They're going to open up to us. Somebody said during this disruption, we shouldn't be focusing on the obstacles. We should be focusing on the opportunities. Am I helping somebody right now who's depressed and down and discouraged and you want to give up because all you've been doing is focusing on your problems? It's time now not to focus on the obstacle in the way. It's time to focus on the opportunity that's hidden in the obstacle. So it says, open up to, let us do good to all people, being useful, profitable to them. But also doing what is for what? Their, thank you for our host. Thank you for our small group leaders and our watch party leaders. Thank you for those that are sharing our services. You're doing it for their, other people, spiritual good. For their advantage, be mindful to be a blessing. What is that? Give attention to other people. Because we care, we are aware. Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, household, home, family, of faith, to those who what? Belong, believing, belonging, becoming blessed. To the God's family with you, the believers. Notice that verse says we are to give attention to one another in the household of faith. Question, is your church a hotel or a home? Is your church a place that you call, that's my spiritual family, or are you just dating it? I think in COVID, this disruption, you and I know I do, I need you. I need you. And can I just say this? We need you and you need us. We need one another. We need right relationships, godly relationships, to be in a family, to be in a community, more than ever before. Well, Pastor, I'm an introvert. It's hard for me to build relationships. You know what? With technology, it's more easy now to build relationships than ever before. You don't even got to see them face to face. You don't even got to talk to them on the phone. You can text. You can email. You can Facebook. You know, let's use technology as a tool to build Church on the Rock, our spiritual home, our spiritual family, and advance the kingdom of God. I think we need a praise break. All right? So next, on how what we give attention to grows, so how do we help each other grow? That's why we need church on the weekend, church in the midweek. We need to gather throughout the week. We need to plug in. We need to relate and connect and be in community. Why? Because in a God-given, God-ordained spiritual family, We are to help each other grow. I'm giving you all these principles. They start with the letter A because I like to make the difficult simple. Where do we begin? Wow, we talked about it. Affirming one another, accepting one another, giving attention to one another, not putting each other down, but lifting each other up. And here, giving affection, giving affection. You know, doctors will tell you that when a baby is born, the more that baby is touched by the parent or parents, the more healthy that baby will become growing up. I know right now with COVID, we can't touch each other. That's not good physically and emotionally. We need to be able to hug, and we need to be able to shake a hand. We need to be able to touch. You know what I'm talking about. Not strange people, not doing anything weird, but it's a proven medical principle that touch brings healing. That's why Jesus said, lay hands on the sick, touch, and they'll be healed. So right now, we can't do that, so we need to look for creative ways to show affection. Love one another with brotherly what? Affection. Love one another with brotherly what? Affection. I know that, you know, you might say, Pastor, I live in a household, we're not very affectionate. Well, ask God to help you there. Why don't you start? Why don't you break the mold? Why don't you begin to be? Because Jesus, the Bible says, Pastor Kim referred to the scripture earlier tonight in prayer, that when he looked upon the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. That's affection. Right now, people need empathy more than anything else. Affection. Just show people that we care through random acts of kindness. We can't touch one another with a handshake or a hug or a pat on the back, but what can we do? We can show affection through random acts of kindness. Here at our church, Church on the Rock, you know, we give out food every Saturday morning, food boxes. What is that? Random acts of kindness. A month ago, we received a special offering for three organizations in our local community and our church community, and many of you gave to that, and we dispersed it. We broke it up evenly into three parts, and we gave it to those organizations to help. What was that? Random acts of kindness. I'm hearing of people baking a pie, baking a cake, dropping it off, going by, giving children's resources to families within our community. What is that? Random acts of kindness. Love one another as a team comes out. Love one another with brotherly affections as members of what? One family. Love one another with affection. You've got to learn to show affection. You know, one of the things that I do in texting, every time I text anybody in my family, I make sure at the end of that text, I text, I love you. No matter if I text them 20 times, 30 times a day, I always end with, I love you. Because doing so many funerals that I've done over the years, I would hear families stand around the gravesite saying, I just wish I could have told them one more time I loved them. You know, we don't want to wait until it's too late to show people that we care. And here at Church on the Rock, our church community, I wouldn't want to go through a crisis without a community. I wouldn't want to go through this disruption without a spiritual family. And I just want you to know, as your pastor, I love you. I miss you. I care about you. Kim and I, our family, we pray for you every day. Because everybody's in a different stage right now. We're in a different setting. But even though that we're scattered, thank God we continue to gather. Why do you need church and your kids need church? So they can grow. Because I cannot grow by myself. I cannot grow by myself. God said it's not good that man be alone. Love one another with brotherly affection as members of one family. Look at this. Giving precedence and showing honor to one another. Just by picking up the phone, just by a text message, an email, a Facebook, a Skype, a Zoom call. Just checking on somebody in our church. Maybe you're not in a small group or a watch party. And you say, I'm not into that. Well, you can Skype somebody in our church that works in your department or somebody that you know you haven't seen all through COVID. You can Skype them And you can show them by your face that you're honoring them, that you're giving preference to them, that they're important. I just want to thank you for doing that, because many of you are. I'm just so proud of you as your pastor, but I want us to increase. I want us to go up. That's why for all these weeks, we're talking about relationships on a Wednesday night. We're talking about community in a crisis. We're talking about better together. We're talking about, why do I need to watch online? Make sure my kids, my mate, why? Because a spiritual family and a spiritual home, you come together to help each other grow. You're watching, and I know some of you are. Maybe you just tuned in. Somebody asked you to share. They shared with you, and you're watching us, and you're a non-believer, and you said, I'm a skeptic. I've been critical, but I feel something right now. You know what you're feeling? God. God's reaching out to you. God loves you. God cares about you. God sent His Son to die for you so you could belong and be in a family. Are Christians perfect? No way. But neither are sinners. Well, I just expect more out of Christians. Why? We're just people who was a sinner and now saved. And we're in process. And we're under construction. And if you need help with any addiction, hang-up, habit, or hurt, we have a ministry called Celebrate Recovery that meets every Thursday night. We're here for you. Social distancing, all by our local guidelines, because your safety is our priority. But if you're watching right now and you don't know God, and you want to know God, He's the origin, by the way, of your originality. You didn't come from a swamp or fog or a monkey or an ape or a big bang. Your origin is God, and He made you to be an original. He made you on purpose. And when He made you, He said, very good. You say, Pastor, I don't know that kind of God. I want to know God. I want to give my life to God. Or, Pastor, I was a Christian. I'm backslidden. I haven't been living for God. I know I'm not doing right. I want to get right. All recovery starts with repentance. I want to repent. I love you tonight. I care about you. And I want to lead you in prayer. Wherever you're at, in the park, on vacation, the backyard, on the patio, in the kitchen, in the den, in your car, at your office, wherever you're at. And you say, that's me. Punch the button on your screen. Punch the button on your computer, your laptop. And you can text in just a minute. There'll be a number on the screen to text for the next step. But right now, I want to lead you in prayer. You say, Pastor, pray for me. That's me. Come on, church family, all over the world right now, tonight. Pray this prayer with me, wherever you're at, out loud. You see, if you just sit there, you won't feel connected. But if you'll repeat what I ask you to repeat, if you'll take notes, if you'll repeat the prayers, that's one of the ways you engage and you don't feel so distanced, okay? It's powerful. Say it with me, Heavenly Father. I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me. And He rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. I receive You now as my Lord and my Savior. Show me my ministry. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. And make my life count. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.